Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
A union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, yeah.
And good morning. Welcome to the Fire Up Show. I think we're on.
I think so.
Yep, lights are on. So
the lights are on.
Just need some home.
Yep. Just need some confirmation that we're live on air.
Please text us if you're listening.
Yeah. Send the pigeons.
That's it.
Can you check the headphones?
Alright. Testing.
Yep, I can hear.
Can you hear?
I can hear.
Yeah, you can hear the voice. We're on.
Yep.
Oh, this has just come through. All good coming in. Thank you, Warwick.
Good on you, Woz.
Good on you, Woz.
Good morning, Woz.
Morning, Woz.
And listeners.
And good morning, listeners as well. A bit of a rocky start, but we're in. We're firing up. We're ready to go. Shout out to our panel today. It's a bit of a short panel, but a few boys are the... Rusty's out. Rusty's in Vietnam currently, and Woz is going out to a job after yesterday's unfortunate incident. So good morning, John.
Good morning, Herx. Good morning, listeners. It's been a while.
Welcome back, John.
Yeah, it has been a while, mate, but nothing's really changed in here. It's like the still like the Cold War in here, the technology. But the only changes, I think, is when Paris installed the basin in the toilets there and he put it back to front. So that's the only changes that's happened in the last 10 years, but all good.
Look, shout out to Paris Andrisky.
Good on you, Paris.
Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, everyone. Morning, boys. It's good to be back. Yeah,
you missed the last show, didn't you?
I did miss it. We were at Ballarat.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
Me and John went for a nice drive out there. Went out to the hospital, went for a few jobs out there and visited the membership. And we had a good day out there. It was good.
Yeah, it was a good day, actually, in Ballarat. Mm. Yeah, it was sunny and 12 degrees. So.
Yeah. I'll go straight into yesterday's unfortunate accident. So, obviously, our condolences go out to the family.
100%.
And, the worker. Yeah. We won't go into too much detail because obviously it's still being investigated. But we did have a 54-year-old former die yesterday. So
yeah, sad news.
Very horrible.
Sad
news. So horrible news.
Condolences to the family.
Yeah,
yeah.
But the death in the industry policy has been implemented on all sides. So myself and Herc went out to that Amazon job yesterday and had a toolbox meeting. But I'll let you talk about that if you want.
Yeah, obviously under the BOG's policy, all principal contractor jobs must cease work. So we went out to Amazon yesterday. There's about 250 workers on the job. Had a very, I'll say, moving toolbox. Stickers was out there for the CFMU, so shout out to Stickers. He spoke extremely well.
Very well.
It's very rare you don't have someone not looking at their phone. During a toolbox, there's always someone staring at their phone or falling asleep. Everyone took every word he had to say in.
Yeah.
About, the incident, life itself. So yeah. Shout out to Stickers. As well me too came down. It's good to see straight away. Something does happen with there as a collective. Yep. BOG, we're all there. All the major unions are there together supporting each other. I know Warwick, as mentioned at the start of the show, Warwick and Billy Jove have gone out to the job today to support our members and the CFU members as well, because a lot of people would have seen it.
It's horrible. I was talking to one of the... I'm good mates with one of the leading hands from the Form 700 guys out there, so he was a good mate of his, which is it's really rocked the whole crew. You do spend a lot of time with the guys on site, you do, and over the years, and we see the guys on site a lot more than we see our family, and they become like our second family. And it's gone through the whole company. Everyone knew him. He's been around for a long time. It's just really, yeah, tragic event, and having to, you know, see all that and go through it. It's pretty horrific for the guys and girls on site. And, you know, if anyone is struggling, please speak up, you know, give Inklink a ring, give us a ring, speak to an organiser. You know, these things, unfortunately, can happen. And, yeah, so just got to look after each other out there.
It just it reflects on how this industry is a high-risk industry, and things can happen just like that. And, yeah, so just like you said, reach out. You got options out there. We've got our counsellors through IncoLink, and also ADA as well, drug and alcohol. So if you are struggling, even away from work, could be personal issues, just pick up the phone, reach out to us, okay?
Exactly. 100%. We've got over 70 on-site reps, so reach out to them as well. They're there for you. Most of them got offices. They can go have a chat one-on-one.
Yeah, that's it. Look after yourselves. It's it's not an easy thing, and life is very precious.
Yeah.
Right.
We can bag Rusty, sorry.
Yeah. I was just going to say, just on a positive note, just in regards to that, because we're hearing that it may have been a heart attack, but we've got Sammy Muscat, one of our own that works with D&E, that just went over into Europe, and he's raised money for the Heart Foundation, because Sammy went through a bit of bad times with, obviously he was in hospital, he had multiple heart attacks, and now he's used that for a positive thing to raise money for the Heart Foundation. It's a second time round. I think last year we done the same thing. But the members out there, well done to everyone that donated, because we raised upwards of $15,000 for the Heart Foundation.
That's
which is
great.
A great thing.
That's fantastic.
Yep. Just to help out people with, you know, any issues when it comes to their hearts, because it's very important. But it's a great initiative, and well done to Sammy and all the members that donated.
And just 100%. That is a great big effort by everyone. You know, like, you know, with as union members, we do get behind each other, and we do raise money, and we do dig deep, and we always will, it is a good thing to see. We don't get enough credit by all the media and people out there.
Yeah, put that on the front page of the Herald.
You won't hear about that on 3AW, but we do look after each other.
There was a certain broadcast yesterday that was just devastated about the incident that occurred. Oh,
Just on that heart stuff, just, you know, end of the day, guys, like, just go get your blood tests every year, go get your scans, check your moles, you know, just see what your body's doing. Like, when your car's not running right, we get it serviced and we get it looked after, and you know, the same as the body, you know, like, we're not getting any younger every year, we get a year older. So please go out there, do your blood tests. I get mine done every early, you know, January, and my cholesterol's up, because the big wog barbecues over Christmas doesn't help with cake and red meat. But
Dave Starr's an organiser.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So please go get your checks done. You know, if this sus moles, there's a lump you're not sure about, just get it looked at. You know, there's no second chances.
Exactly. Let's go straight into Ballarat. How was Ballarat, boys?
I was going to say, let's go back to bagging Rusty, but anyway.
We've got another 23 minutes to go.
Right, so
we've got
plenty of time.
He's not here today, so we can go all in.
Nah, Ballarat's good. Obviously, we've got the base hospital out there. James Menzies is our rep, looking after our members and doing a fantastic job.
Yep.
It is a difficult job because it is a hospital, but our members are doing great out there. Went out there with Nathan last week. We visited the base hospital, went out to the flour mill job, which is sort of wrapping up. It's been going for the last 3 years, but it is wrapping up now. And also a few other jobs that sort of finished up, a rail project, and also there was an apartment job that sort of wrapped up there. But anyway, long story short, head back into Melbourne. We obviously have got a few data centres going up, like UHERCs, in the area. So down in Cobblebank, we've got Tuna. He's out there doing a great job, on a lend-lease job. And
he's a great man, Steve.
Yeah.
Shout out to Steve.
And also the other hospital, Melton Hospital, which is starting to gear up now. Joshy Blanche, doing a fantastic job out there. It has been going slow, but now I'm hearing that it is starting to fire up, which is fantastic. So, but apart from that, you know, there's a heap of data centres. Like I said, that's a flavour of the month. We went out to one yesterday, is the AirTrunk Derrimut data job. It's a built job, and it's we had a few long-term members that we'd done a presentation and got them up there. They loved that. They got their T-shirts as well.
They did, yeah.
Yeah,
so very appreciative they were. There's some really, really good members yesterday. They got
Your mate was
Your mate, yeah.
I messaged him yesterday.
Yeah. No, he's going well.
The usual messages I send him.
40-year member, so.
I thought he looks good for a 40-year member.
What I thought he started when he was like 14 years old or something. But, yeah, he's getting up there and good on him.
He's a good bloke.
Yeah, he's a good bloke.
All the contract fire guys are really good fellas. Old school sprinkler fitters.
Yeah.
They'll always have your back, you know.
Yeah,
no, a good banter with them. Yeah, the best people to have on site.
They'll be up in the socials later today.
Long
term members. There was what, 6 or 7 of them, 35 years, 40 years.
Yeah, they're long termers. Yeah.
Tony White was there from D&E. Shout out to
Tony. Oh, yeah.
Rodney.
Yeah,
Rod. Yeah, good fellas.
Yeah, they're very appreciative. So, good on them. And then just on that, there's a few new reps that got voted up over the last few weeks. Jai Ryan. Down at the Hickory Data Center down Palmer's Road. That's a difficult job because being a data center, it's a different beast, like everyone knows.
He'll go well, Jai.
Yeah,
he's been around for a while. And
he's a seasoned rep, so he's done all his training. So when it comes to compliances and all that sort of stuff, and obviously knows how to handle the job when it comes to safety.
Actually, sorry, I just met his old man last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mate, I'm Joffa. I'm like, Joffa, another one.
Joffa.
A shout out to Joy's dad.
Yeah, nah.
And Joffa.
And Joffa. Can't miss Joffa.
All the Joffas out there listening.
Except for one.
Just another new rep as well, just coming through the ranks, is Zoran Kalozi, which is on the FDC job, the Asahi. So if you're going down the ring road, you see this high bay job that stands out like you know what. That's a good job for Zoran to get started on. He's going on the safety walks, and it shows that Premier Roofing is employed by Premier Roofing, but Premier's taking safety fair dinkum, and they actually come to the party when it comes to reps. So good on
boys.
Good on you, Premier, and Andrew Tonkin's out there. So all the best, Zoran. So you're doing a fantastic job. He's done his 5-day OH&S training, and he's on track to go well. So yeah,
great. That's good.
And there's also our number one fire up show. Listen to Mick Ricardo. He got voted up as well last week. So shout out to Mick.
Yep.
Done Hickory job in the city with Billy Jovanovsky. Also, me and you joining voted up Levi Cameron a couple weeks ago on Air Trunk 2 in Tullamarine.
That's a big job.
That's a monster of a job. So big job for him, but we're going to back him. I think there's already 60 or 70 Getchi guys out there.
Yeah, there's a fair few Getchi boys out there.
There's a few out there, isn't there?
And Nathan, you voted someone up recently.
I did.
As well.
Billy Gowers, the great man himself, Billy Gowers.
Good on you, Billy.
Really good rep, great bloke. Just real thorough with everything, compliances, as we saw the other day.
Yeah.
He's doing his job, isn't
he? He's doing his job, and that's what we get elected and voted up to do. So I'm rapt to have him again on this project. He's obviously at Riverside in Richmond. LU Simons, good job out there. You know, you can see it from everywhere in Melbourne. There's cranes, there's 4 cranes out there. He'll go well. So there's a bit of movement in Richmond. There's just constantly buildings getting demolished and new apartments going
up. That's what we want.
You know, we do hear about all the data centers and all that stuff, but there is all this stuff in the suburbs still going on, which is good to see. The government just announced just recently 850 new apartments to be built in Richmond and Cremorne, there's fast tracking towers up to 18 stories at Harry the Hirer. That's a big one, the big blue building out of Doonside Street there. So that's going to be that's another beast in Richmond. And you go down Church Street, there's cranes everywhere there. LU Simons, MaxCon, there's everyone out there. And, and then you travel up the road a bit and Mount Waverley, that's going to kick off as well pretty soon. And plus you got Dandenong. We always talk about Dandenong. That's just, that's getting flattened every day. And then obviously new apartments, childcares, everything else, high-rise buildings will be going up in the suburbs too, which is good. Great to see. Takes our membership, which is good.
Yeah, it's just like Footscray.
Footscray, Box Hill,
Flemington.
There is so much work out there. Yeah.
Highland Shopping Centre, the apartments going there, 6,500.
Social housing still red hot.
Yeah,
schools are slowly coming back in again. So, been getting a few calls about these schools happening in Clyde as well. There's a bit of movement there too, which is good. And then obviously the big data center that everyone keeps ringing me about in Berwick Cranbourne Road in Clyde, that is still going. Yeah, there's a heap of signs that the locals have put out there on that vacant land at the moment.
Yeah. And the job business is good.
Yeah, yeah. So they're not happy about it, but obviously it's got to run the process, see what happens. But yeah, we'll find out if it gets through on that or not. And then it'll be the first one in the southeast out there. And
yeah, it's good.
First of many, hopefully.
Yeah, there's a lot of land out in Clyde, Cranbourne, Berwick.
I'm hearing another one out in Spotswood yesterday. So
Spotswood,
where Graysland is around the back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was going to be a brewery. That's what I heard.
Hoping it was a brewery.
Yeah, I was hoping. But,
bit of plumbing in that.
That's it. It's a data center now, so anyway, we'll go check it out.
Yeah, so no, it is a good time, so.
Yeah. And also, just touch on the last one that got voted up, was Benny Lamb yesterday down at the Jam Factory.
Oh, yeah.
So. Yeah. Warwick Burke and Billy Driver went out there yesterday. Oh, it is. It's pumping, that job. So shout out to Benny Lamb, another one of our really good delegates. So sort of done 3 or 4 jobs now. So another one's come through the Next Gen program. So shout out to Benny.
Yep.
Nah. Good on you, Benny.
We'll give a song a go. We'll see if we can do it.
Otherwise, I'll start singing.
Yeah, you can do this, mate.
And we're back. That didn't work.
We're back. Yeah, it's a great song. Talking about these data centers, I know it's the flavor of the month, but some of the size of these, like LA1, for example, down in Laverton, just next door to Laverton Market. Got Luke Pettington down there doing his IH&S and representing our members. It's a massive job, and potentially they're talking about expanding out there. I think there's up to 1,200 members on that job.
Jeez.
So massive job. And also the Footscray Data Centre, where I've got Brody Fowler. He's got his work cut out for him, being a capital job. But anyway, it's going 100 miles an hour.
He's been on some big jobs, Brody, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
In the deep end.
Yeah, you vouch for him. And I know. You gave him the biggest headache of ever.
Biggest, yeah, I know. I told him it was the best thing you could ever do. But
No, he's
a good fella.
Well. He's getting around it, and the members love him. So, like I said, he's got his work cut out for him. I think there's stage 6 going up now on that job, and there's a few new players that are potentially going to win that job. Not going to mention anything just yet because contracts haven't been signed. But at the end of the day, if everyone's doing the right thing, meaning that they've all got an agreement and it's a level playing field out there, that's all we ask for. So. Yep. And then, just down the road from that, I should say Bruno, the mayor of Footscray.
Yeah, big Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno's getting around.
Every job I walk on, go see the membership, have a chat. Everyone asks, how's Uncle Bruno going?
Yeah.
Is he still around?
That's it. Yeah, and he's still going.
Just random sites I walk into the back of Cranbourne North.
You got to love him.
A main brace job or something. Yeah. Just some random will come up to me and go, where's Bruno? Everyone knows Bruno. Everyone loves Bruno.
He gets around Bruno. He comes to everything, at hours and, good on him. He's been around for a while. So
We love him.
Yeah, he's looking after the Hamilton Moreno job as well. He pops his head in every now and again because we haven't got a rep there.
Yep.
And the other job, which I call the Chinese job, but... That's a couple of towers. There's a couple of towers going up there as well. But just getting around, it's been good.
And hospitals are kicking off as well. Hospitals. There's a heap of hospital, You got the Melton one as well.
Yeah,
with Northern Burns, Hospital. Northern Hospital and in the northern suburbs.
Yep.
That's kicking off as well with John Holland.
Yeah.
I've got the infectious disease hospital starting in Parkville in the next month with Maltese. And across the road, the Royal Melbourne. That's started now.
Yep.
So we've got DNA out there. Cook and Douse it.
Yep.
So it's good. Yeah. Hospital work is good.
Monash Hospital in Clayton. Excuse me. That's kicking off. And then Berwick Hospital up the road, Casey Hospital it's called. That's kicking off. Geskies are there at the moment doing in-grounds and that, but that'll kick off later on this couple months. The Met guys will land, Entire will land on site. And, like hospitals, there's a lot of medical gases.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of plumbing. There's... so they do take a lot of our membership, which is really good.
And this is where our registration is so important when it comes to medical gas, especially, hospitals, because you want people that know what they're doing, with these operating rooms. You don't want to be laying on a bed and thinking to yourself, who's connected these stuff up? So at the end of the day, our registration is very important to us, and we'll keep on fighting for it. It's always under
protect
attack.
Protect the trade. We have to protect the trade.
Correct.
Just Logan.
Yeah. So... And then the Sunshine Hospital, Herc's. Apparently there's some going on there. Are you looking after that one, or am I doing it? Or
it's on our border. We're going to do Pebbles Scissors Rock after this show.
Right, fair enough. We'll do that. There's always work going on there, which is fantastic.
Always is, yeah. Geelong Next Gen's coming up. So big shout out to the boys there. So come on down. There'll be some advertising on our social media the next couple of days as well.
Yep.
Once the flyer comes through. So, yeah, it'll be our second last meeting for the year. Last one in Nari a couple of weeks ago was a great success.
It was, yeah.
We had over 70 members rock up in their own time
down first in Nari. First one, yeah.
There was, yeah, as I said, the last show, because we had the show the day after the meeting. Just everyone involved. It was very well organised.
Yep.
So shout out to Joshy.
We almost burnt the place down cooking the snakes.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a video going around.
So, tested out the sprinklers.
Thought of firebombing. Yeah.
Yeah, apart from that, we went really well.
The one in Geelong will be successful. And
so
the last
that's the next
one
in Geelong, is it?
It is, yeah. And then the last one of the year in, I think, early December, they'll be at our office.
Oh,
speaking about our office.
Rooftop.
That is very close to
completion.
Completion.
Yeah.
I think have they installed a Souvlaki bar up the top? Yeah,
I think that'll be me and you. Us three will do the lamb up there.
Yeah, why not?
But yeah, no, we went popped in the other day. I think all the organisers are popping in, you know, having a look how it's going, having a chat.
Trying to claim a good seat, that's why.
Yeah, everyone's trying to find their good office there. So, no, it's coming along really well. We're looking forward to moving in and getting our tables and chairs and all that stuff and finding a nice spot and making it cosy. And it'd be good just, you know, having our meetings there and the members can come and having our next gen and all that stuff there. And, you know, we are proud of our office.
Yeah, and training as well.
Definitely. And our training.
A lot of training there.
There'll be a lot of training up on level three up there. So upskilling, that's what we're about. You know.
Speaking of training, the boys have just come back from America. Billy Ramsey, Simon Jewell and Earl have just come back. I'm not sure if you boys have seen the speech from Earl.
Yeah, fantastic.
Amazing.
In front of 5,000 UA delegates.
Hanging off every word that Earl was saying. The Americans and our Canadian brothers, Irish unions was up there as well. So
We'll get that on our social media.
Definitely.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was, you know. Shout out to the director of organising and
that's it.
Yeah, no, that was really good.
But it shows a strong alliance with the association in America and just the training that, you know, we've stolen a few ideas off them, which is fantastic. It protects our trade and, you know, just that unity between the UA and the Plumbers Union, obviously Canada.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
The Irish Union as well.
Irish yep, Union as
the
well.
The Irish boys, yeah.
No, they're going to come out and have a look at this Asahi.
The data center.
Yep. One of our very own, Kai Hoshin's got another fight coming up.
October. Yep.
Oh, he came onto the show a few months ago and just an absolute gentleman he was, Kai. So very thankful to...
Good roofer.
Very good roofer, to be honest, yeah. Yep. Yeah, good. So last time I saw him was on, I think, the Suburban Rail Loop out there with the boys, so...
Signal.
Raw.
Oh, he's with Raw, now. Yeah. So. It's good. I had him at the hospital for a while and, yeah, he's a really good gentleman. So all the Signal boys were good out there. But, yeah, they smashed the work out.
Yeah, that's the way. Can we go back to the Bag and Rusty now?
Of course, yeah.
I haven't forgotten about that.
We've got 7 minutes, so.
Yeah, this is your chance.
Oh, this is my chance.
I'll set you up.
That's it. No, good on him. Well-deserved holiday, so good on you, Rusty.
Yep.
Just now with Union Jews coming through as well.
That wasn't bagging him.
Yeah.
Sorry?
That wasn't bagging him.
No, that wasn't bagging him.
Yeah.
I'll leave him alone. He's on holidays. Just Union Jews. Everyone would have got their invoice, just to pay Union Jews. It is... for the next 6 months up to March next year. So make sure you financial, pay up, be proud. And there's other things that come along with that. Obviously, the courtesy of the union. We've got our travel insurance, which a lot of our members have used. It's a top-end insurance, which, you know, domestic and international. So it helps out our members, you know, and has been used before and it works well. So make sure you financial. And our stewards will be checking tickets in the next week. So
exactly, and organisers.
Yep.
Yep.
100%.
We need those posters made up again.
Yeah, we need those. Yeah. We need some.
They're good.
Posters.
Those posters are good.
Yeah.
Too easy. A bit of a random topic to touch on, but did you see the video of Jay Arrow?
Oh yeah.
The NRL player.
Yes. Yeah. That was heartbreaking.
It was.
Yeah. He's obviously got his battling motor neuron disease, and it's really crippling him, but what a class show by the NRL and the Rabbitohs just to he was stuck on 98 games and they got him on for the last two games. That he's playing his 100th this weekend. You know, he just seeing him with his kid and that that was horrible.
How much he's deteriorated as well in the last
so quickly month. You know, like Neil Danaher went through it for about 13 years. But this is absolutely ravaged young Jai and his young family. Just crazy. It's just unfair life. But it's just but it is nice to see him like get some joy out of playing 100 games and putting on that jersey and it's
there's some things that NRL do well.
And they do. Yeah, they do. But yeah, Clarkson's gone as well from the
Cowboys. That was a shock yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah. That was a shock.
That was where did they come out of nowhere?
we had a bit of a
Spike McVay's at the Bombers now.
Yep.
New hope.
Well, we had a bit of a amicable discussion with Bildy yesterday, and right at the end they threw it in there like, oh gee, Elsa Clarkson got sacked.
I didn't even realise.
He says, I'd take him to the Bombers.
Yeah.
He's had done that a week ago.
Can we fire a coach we appointed a week ago?
It is Essendon.
It's ruthless, isn't it? It's like the Premier League in England. You have a couple of bad games and then you're off.
Luke Beveridge said he found out during his interview and he goes, this is turning into the EPL.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Luke Beveridge, good St. Peter's man from Bentley.
Yep.
Posters up everywhere.
Yeah, there was a big game on the weekend.
A big game. Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about too much, but
let's talk about even bigger game, the old Gem Brookers.
Yes, Davey Neal. A couple of us popped out to
Had ego.
Played. They won. Won back to back premiers. Good went one. Out to sunny Mombog. Massive crowd out there.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It was. Oh, didn't expect that at all.
Yeah. So it was good to see. Gem Brook got up, and Davey Neal was a happy man.
Well done.
Yeah, in the ruck.
We had an RDO on
in
Monday.
The ruck. Yeah. I think he made his own RDO on Monday.
Yeah, that's it.
Mad Monday in Gembrook.
No, he played quite well.
He doesn't stop running.
He doesn't stop. That chase down tackler did as well.
Yeah, yeah. Beast for a big ruckman.
Like I said, congrats again, Dave.
Good on you, Dave.
Back to back.
Yeah, yep. Well done.
At his age as well.
Yeah.
What is he, 55?
Mate. I put my back out trying to brush my teeth in the morning.
I sneeze and I'm, slip a disc.
Yeah. Well, how's the body after doing that plumbing work a couple of days ago, Johnny?
Oh, mate, I'm still feeling it. Had to change a tap at my mum's house and, it's like I'm using muscles I've never used before. Anyway.
Crawling under sinks and that.
Oh, mate, it's the worst. But But apart from that, just touch on the lockdown weekends and the RDOs. So guys out there that, if you need essential works or you need to come in, it's not just willy-nilly because coming off the back of a lockdown weekend this weekend, members were asking how come we can't come in. Well, it's there for a reason. Members have fought for it in the past and we've won those conditions. So we're not just going to sell them off. So if your employer or the builder needs you guys to come in, they just need a consult, go through the process, and if it is essential work, we'll get the penalty rates that you deserve. So just keep in mind, just don't agree to anything willy-nilly, because we don't want you guys to get ripped off either.
No, that's right. There's a process to it, and don't call us at Friday at 2:30 and ask for dispensation.
Yeah, I want you answering. I got a phone call at 5 o'clock on Friday, and then 7 a.m. Saturday.
7 a.m. They're at the gate.
Can I call the boys?
Can we come in? We're at the gate.
We work today. We've got our tools and everything.
Oh, it's ridiculous. But as it would come to the end of the show, any shout-outs, boys?
No, not really. Rusty, get back.
Yep. I hope you're enjoying your trip, Rusty, and, look out for each other out there and, see us out on site. Thanks, guys.
Adios.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.